So we have workbooks for every subject. So we have five subjects. Subjects are Burmese language, English language, math, life skill, and science. So science is the only subject that is extra in level 3 and 4. So for every subject, it was a pre-decision that we will go for workbooks. So there are workbooks where the topic is introduced, but then there are lots of activities for the child to complete. There are drawing activities for younger kids. There are writing activities. There are matching activities, fill in the gaps, and so on and so forth. On 23rd March, together with the education sector, we kind of developed that how are we going to support students to learn at home. So what we did instantly gathered together, some of us gathered together and actually looked at the workbooks that we have already developed for regular classes and homeworks. So we took those guidebooks and identified, or student workbooks, and identified activities on a weekly basis for different subjects. So we discussed and came up with a certain amount of time, like what we can expect the parents to spend with their kids. So first thing came to our mind that we must have activities to complete in a week. So that's what we did. So we first sorted out which activities they can do from their existing workbooks. Most of these topic to start with were topics that the students have already practiced in the learning center. So it's not necessarily a completely new topic, because we knew that new topic cannot be introduced, but at least the students should continue practicing what they have learned so that they don't forget. We from the sector, we only prepared 1 month of activities for doing at home, but then based on that model, the partners have taken up the following weeks, and they have always given 2 to 3 weeks of contents activities to be practiced at home from later on.